My name is Kyle C, and welcome to The Stoop. Thank you for joining us, as always. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you better subscribe right now. My next guest, I want to make sure I get this correctly, so I'm going to read this off my phone, because I don't want to mess this up. I want to make sure I get this right. I'm joined by someone who has a passion for fashion and content, someone who's jumped into the lane of fashion, lifestyle, beauty, and skincare with both feet, and has started to make waves through partnerships, and is destined to be the flyest grandma on this earth right now, as for what it's turning out. It's looking pretty good so far. Looking pretty good. And make sure y'all know this. You say anything bad about Tyler Perry, you are getting cut with the ginsu. Please welcome Trina Powell. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
No problem. And that last part is true, by the way. Is it still true, or is it?
No.
What?
No, I've given that up.
What? No.
He's questionable.
Oh, my God. Yo, you were the longest defender, man. Oh, my gosh. I said, because I remember the movie premieres and stuff, and I would say, I'm like, oh, my, y'all really love Tyler Perry. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
It's getting a little redundant.
Yes, it is. But I'll say this, though. I commend his entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
And creating his own studio, and it's amazing, and all that stuff is great, especially for black business and black success. But that's about it after that. But you know what? I'll say the family I praise is probably the best one. I think that one's hands down the best
for
one.
Sure.
I can actually watch that
it's
one
the
all
most
the way through.
Realistic, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Because all the other ones, you're like, what is going on here? You know, what is going on here? So, what made you get into this space? Of being a, you know, before we even answer, don't even answer that part yet.
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning. When did your passion for fashion occur? When did it start?
So, I've always worked in retail. So,
okay.
From I was 16, I had my first job, which was at a bag store.
Mm-hmm. Name of the store?
Access. It's no longer in existence. I think they call it Bentley now.
I kind of remember them.
It was in Pickering Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to work at Levi's and The Gap, and that's when it took off. Like, I just loved putting outfits together. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because deep down, I think we all kind of have that fashion, you know what I mean? That not to say fashion eye, but like you from a young age, you kind of sort of care, and it starts from maybe your parents or your older siblings and stuff. But then it starts becoming your own thing, and I think that comes from, especially for our generation, through albums, through artists, through magazines, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jet, The Source, Ebony, you know what I mean? Essence, Vibe, all that stuff. You start seeing, you know, some of those, like, the inspirational pictures and stuff, and you're like, man, you start seeing yourself in those items,
for
right?
For me, it was Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson. Then in my teens, it was like TLC and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've always been inspiration to outfits back then. But my mom was also huge into fashion. So, always dressed to the nines. So, that was the biggest inspiration.
And then, too, because, you know, even for myself, you know, bunch of siblings, you know, parents and stuff that took, you know, that took care of their fashion and stuff. So, you kind of start seeing it, but for me, Kid and Play, Big Daddy Kane, like all the hip hop guys from back in the day, even like, you know, New Edition a little bit, but more BBD.
Yeah.
You know, when they branched out and started, you know, encompassing hip hop into their world and stuff, and then after that, yeah, it's a whole thing. I'll tell a quick story, a little quick story. This is where I guess, you know, you recognize where like a thought becomes a reality for you, especially at a young age. So my favorite show back in the day, one of my favorite shows, New York Undercover. And my last year of high school, Jace, I'll never forget this. I don't know if it was JC or Torres. They got a bubble goose winter coat. If you remember those from back in the day. And I'm like, I want that so bad. It was the coolest thing I ever seen. And then my cousin was coming from New York. I'm like, do not cross this border. Don't cross this border unless you're gonna bring me back a bubble goose. And he brought me a Bubble Goose. I had that in my last year of high school with Timberlands. I had Timberlands. And then thanks to my brother who had a franchise athletics, he was starting, he had the hockey jerseys. Trina, you couldn't tell me shit. I thought I was the man. You couldn't tell me shit. My swagger was on 100,000.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, it was everything, man. But it was amazing times. But I mean, that's, and then you get inspired by your friends and stuff, and everybody has the same thoughts and dreams for what they want to wear and how they want to look too, exactly. Right? So for you, what made you get into the content space?
So it happened organically. I was just on my personal page. Mm. I was just posting outfits. So I put outfits together, post them, just, and not even tag the brands or anything, just organically posting. Mm. And then people were like, why aren't you doing this
full time?
Like, why don't you take this and actually become a creator and inspire women to put outfits together? So
was it more than one person or somebody specific?
It was a lot of people, actually, but Shan, of course.
Okay, yeah.
My best friend. She was like, girl, like, let's make this happen.
Mm.
So then I decided to just start my page and see where it would go. And really for me, it was building community. So
okay.
That's how that happened.
That's a big, big thing for that. So was there a specific moment in time where you're just like when was the day or the time or period where you're like, okay, I'm doing this?
It was actually after I got married. So 2018.
Okay.
2019. I decided I'm just gonna pull the trigger and start posting. And I wouldn't post as much. To be honest, I didn't start to see the fruits of my labor until just recently.
Okay.
But
it takes some time.
Yeah, it does. So like 6 years in, but I was posting, you know, as much as I could, 4 or 5 times a week, and just watching it grow, and it just happened all so quickly.
Okay. No, that's. Was there a time of like fear where it was like, you know what I mean? Like
I still like my heart races.
Really?
When I, absolutely. Every time I post.
You wouldn't think so.
It's a lot of work, which we'll get into later. But there's fear because you're literally putting something out into the unknown and you don't know how people are going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way somebody receives something today might not be the way that they receive it tomorrow. So there's always fear behind posting, for me anyway.
Okay, and is there specific looks that like you... Like, is there, like, do you jump out there with specific looks that make you feel a little more nervous? Or is it like...
People are used to seeing me super casual, like denim and a nice top. Or so when I'm going out, for example, I was in Montreal the other day for an event and I was wearing a dress, which I don't generally show up in.
Mm.
I'm not usually dressed up. So it's like, are people going to receive this, you know, the same way they receive my casual looks?
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like the casual me is more... Everybody expects it, but when I start dressing up, people are like, oh, but they received it, they liked it, it was good, it worked out, but there's always that fear.
What drives you, like, what continues to drive you with this platform?
Community. I've always been somebody who loves to get family together, friends together, so it's like my own online community, and getting messages, your wife, like, she will message me and be like, I love that. Do this, do that. So it's the community. I love just helping women.
Okay. So, as you know, this is the stoop. This is where the ambiance kicks in. So right now, there's a school bus passing by again. For some reason, it loves this street. I don't know why, but we're just going to wait for it to pass. Okay, we can continue. Thanks, bus. but yeah, so it's like, and I know you've collaborated, or not, I don't know if necessarily you've collaborated, but I know there's some familiar people in that space. I had them on a podcast a few years ago. Shout out to the Thompson sisters for doing that as well, because I've seen you guys taking pictures and different things together.
Yeah. That was wild how we came together in this space after knowing each other
for that long. Yeah, yeah, because it's definitely a pivot, man. Because most people are scared to go out there, you know what I mean? Like that's the biggest thing. And I think it's more psychological than anything else. Because I'm like, once you make the leap, you're kind of like, why the hell was I afraid? Why did I not just do that?
It. And yeah. I would encourage anybody who's, whether it be any kind of content, just do it. Post. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. a few comments, a few bad comments, but I mean, you can always minimize those, right? Or just ignore them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. What are the pros and cons of being into this lane?
So pros, I'm gonna say, I get to work with a bunch of different brands. I receive lots of PR to try out, to share with my audience. Attending events is huge, where you actually get to meet people and meet the people behind the business. Mm. PR teams and firms, and that I love. Cons, a 60-second reel doesn't take 60 seconds to make. It's a
please
lot
explain
of
that
work.
To the people, please.
A lot of work goes behind it, and you have to plan. Like, I work full time.
Yeah.
So I literally work 9 to 5, and then 5
to 9.
Not even 9.
Yeah.
To sometimes midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you have deliverables and brand partnerships, you're expected to get stuff done on a specific time, a specific date, while maintaining your audience. So I'm not complaining about it, but it's a lot of work, and people think it's 60 seconds of work, and you're putting it out there. It takes a lot.
It takes hours. And people don't realize the work that goes into doing all of these things. Like, it's a lot, man. Like, for that 60 seconds, that could be literally like 6, 7, 10 hours of work just for that 60 seconds, right? And people don't recognize it until you know what I mean, until like maybe they're starting to do it or trying to do something else, and now they're like, man, that's a lot of work.
Exactly.
Or you see people say, this looks easy, I'm gonna jump into that space, and then they start doing it, they're like, I'm not built for this.
And I mean, you can hire editors to do things for you,
right?
But I'm literally doing it myself. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything myself
for now. Once you get the team, then it's like, now they could they deal with that, but they still have to come on a schedule and the time and everything else. The reason why I bring it up is because I personally remember this a couple of years ago, or a few years ago now. Did somebody try to swagger jack you?
It actually happened again recently.
Oh my gosh.
My account was shut down for 24 hours. I was on the phone with Meta trying to get my stuff back. I couldn't get into my Instagram. I couldn't get into Facebook.
What?
I couldn't get in. Plus, they ran ads and spent like almost $400 on my PayPal account. Yeah, it was a mess, but yeah, it happens.
Okay,
that
so
was the second time.
Explain the first time though. The first time, wasn't somebody like almost like copying and pasting your posts, like rinse repeat?
Oh yeah, that happens all the
that
time.
That happens a lot. Okay,
it does. But you know what? My mother-in-law always says that imitation is a compliment.
Yeah.
It's flattery. So I don't take it personal. It would be nice if somebody is stealing your content to at least give you the recognition, but whatever.
And I mean, it is a compliment. It's a frustrating compliment, though.
It is.
It's an annoying compliment, but I guess it's still a compliment nonetheless.
Yeah.
But how do you protect yourself from that, though, in terms of nothing you can really do, right?
You can't. I actually just posted something today, and it was like, I leave my page open for the fake people who you're gonna get people who copy you, you're gonna get people who sideswipe, pretend like they don't see you, all the things. But you have to have a thick skin in this industry. You can't take things personal.
And then ultimately, where do you see yourself going with everything now, like in the future?
I mean, I hope to have more brand partnerships, and who knows. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to say it out loud, but sure. I've considered doing this full time.
Okay. Well, I wish that for you. I hope that actually becomes a thing, because it's like you didn't come this far just to come this far.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's one of those things. And I think last but not least, and I want to make sure I get this right. Have you given yourself thought, or have you given thought to maybe creating your own fashions, or at least working on some pieces? Or is that maybe the thing that maybe we can't talk about? Okay.
I will say there is something that I've talked about, but it hasn't gone anywhere yet. But
okay.
I have mm-hmm. put some thought into creating something of my own,
mm-hmm.
and putting it out there.
like specific pieces, even if it's not like a full fashion line, but like
a specific something. I mentioned it
something
earlier.
Okay.
That I always wear, but
a specific something. No, that's what we want to see. That's awesome. The last thing I'll ask you is,
and first of all, thank you for doing this. First of all, I appreciate you. Is this your first?
This is my first podcast.
It won't be the last, but it won't be your last on here either, because I got to pull you in for some unique projects as well. But
with that said, last but not least, now that Tyler Perry's out of your life, has anybody replaced him?
You know what I have been watching?
What's that?
The Handmaid's Tale.
I heard about that show.
Oh my gosh. I'm stuck. But Tyler Perry. Bye-bye.
You know, thank you, but you served the purpose of my life.
Yes.
But that's about it for there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining the Stoop. I appreciate you, Trina, for doing this and taking the time out of your day to come and bless us on this platform.
Thank you for having me. No problem. And it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
See? I try to make it easy, man. I try to make it easy as possible.
Thank you.
No problem.